Case number 11438, Chris S. Meck, south of Road 277 Angola Road, south of Linden Way, 450 feet south of Woodland Circle, and being lot 10 and 11, block S, section 2, within Angola by the Bay. 911 address of 23046 Linden Way, Lewis, Delaware. Tax map ID number 234-11.20-355.00. Requesting a variance from the rear yard setback requirement.
Good evening. Can you state your name and address for the record?
Chris Mack, 23046 Linden Way, Lewis, Delaware, 19958.
Do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give us the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Thank you.
Good evening.
Good evening, sir.
I'm here tonight to ask the board for a 10-foot variance with my wife to build a home on a lot in Angola by the wet, by the bay, 10-foot variance. And
this is just a variance for the rear yard setback for your property.
Yes.
Okay.
Did you hear the persons previous to you that were addressing the standards for granting a variance?
Standards, yes.
Yes, sir. Okay.
You want me to go through that?
Yes, please.
Uniqueness, do you have a unique circumstance or condition such as irregularity, narrowness or shallowness of lot size or shape or exceptional typographical or other physical condition peculiar to the property? If so, explain. This property is in Angola by the Bay, and if you know that, its lots are very odd shaped and sizes, and because of that, in order to fit the home that we would like to build on that lot, there is a unique circumstance. B, is there an exceptional practical difficulty due to such unique condition? The difficulty is the pie shape of the lot, which gives us a problem with fitting the size of home that we want on the lot. Two, possibility of development. Can the property be developed in strict conformity with zoning ordinances without a variance? No. We've already gone to Angola by the Bay, who has granted us a variance to the rear, and we need that extra 10 feet in order to get the single family home on this lot. Is the variance necessary to enable reasonable use of the property? Yes, it is. Without the variance, we would not be able to fit the house onto the lot. Has the difficulty been created by the applicant? I don't feel it has. I think over the years, because of the lot sizes in Angola by the Bay, I haven't been the only one that's been asking for a variance. The odd sizes and shapes make it difficult to get a single family dwelling on most of the lots, if not all of them. Effects of surroundings. Will the variance alter the essential character of the neighborhood? No, it will not. There are the same style homes to the right and left of this lot. Will the variance substantially or permanently impair the appropriate use for development of adjacent properties? My lot, the lot that we own, is the last lot on that street to be developed. Will the variance be detrimental to the public welfare? No, talking to neighbors in Angola by the Bay, they are very happy that I am building that style home on that lot. Extent of variance. Will the variance represent the least modification possible of regulations at issue? Yes. the 10 feet is the least that we could ask for in order to get this home on that lot. And yes, the variance is necessary to afford relief. Will the variance represent the least modification possible of regulations at issue? This is the least modification we could make for this home.
Okay. Thank you. All right. Let's see if there's any questions then from members of the board. Mr. Mills?
Mr. Meck, it appears the proposed dwelling you're planning is about, 1,800 square feet. Is that correct?
Yes.
So considered modest by today's standards. And I guess if, given the shape of the lot, which is fan-shaped or it could be, I guess in some people's opinion, baseball diamond shape.
Yes.
then in order to meet the setback and have a modest size home, you would have to have pretty much a plain Jane kind of house with very little character and curved walls. Is that correct?
Yes, we have been around looking at all the homes in the area, and unless we would go to a custom-built home, which would cost us more, that this is the home that we could find that would fit this lot and not, you know, be too big, that would more or less fit in with the rest of the area, and that's what we wanted to do, fit in with the rest of the homes.
And part of your request is for a deck.
Yes.
And I'm assuming that 12 by 14 deck will be sufficient for your needs and there won't be a need for additional sunroom space or decking.
No.
Okay. All right. I have no other questions.
All right. Thank you, Mr. Hudson.
No, my questions were answered. Thanks.
All right. Thank you. Mr. Rickards?
No questions.
Mr. Workman?
Questions were answered.
Mine too.
I just have one.
All right.
What's to the rear of the property? Is that another house or is that open space?
That's a common area with a walkway in between. So there are very large trees and brush back there. There are homes on the other side of the common area, but nothing that you can really see that well because of the trees and brush.
I have nothing further.
Right, thank you. Okay. Are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? All right, got one. Is there anyone? Is anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none, I will entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I think the applicant's demonstrated he meets the standards for granting a variance. There's obviously a very much a uniqueness to the property and its shape, the request is necessary to enable reasonable use of the property. Otherwise, it might be expensive to build a structure with curved walls. Obviously, the applicant didn't develop or design the property, so therefore, I don't feel it's been created by the applicant. His request, I think, is necessary or won't alter the essential character of the neighborhood, and nor do we hear any testimony that would suggest otherwise. Same with public welfare being detrimental to that. And I think he's asking for a minimum to afford relief, so I make a motion we approve case number 11,438.
Okay, do I have a second to that motion?
Second.
Okay, I have a motion by Mr. Mills and a second by Mr. Hudson that we approve case number 11,438. All those in favor of the motion? Mr. Rickards?
Aye for the reasons stated.
Mr. Workman?
Aye for those reasons stated.
Again, Mr. Mills?
Aye for my reasons.
And Mr. Hudson?
Aye for the reasons stated.
And I, Mr. Calloway, for the previous reasons that have been stated. So by a vote of 5-0, case number 11,438 is approved, sir.
Thank you very much.
Mr. Meck, you scared me a little bit when you walked up and said, my wife and I need a variance. So I was going to say, you're in the wrong place.
Not that kind of variance.
Yeah.